The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Can the administration expand abortion access on federal land?
I mean, it's not right now what we are discussing.
This is an issue on Joe Biden's mind. He can't figure out why folks won't take yes for an answer. There's real doubts about his capacity to serve a second four-year term.
This idea that Latino voters are all in and they'll go with Democrats on immigration is just wrong. It's just folly and it's not true.
And now, sitting in for Mike today in the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Carl Jackson.
All right, welcome back to the Mike Gallagher Show. Again, I am your guest host, Carl Jackson, filling in for Mike Gallagher as he takes a well-deserved vacation. He'll be checking in with us in, later on in this hour, so stay tuned for that. Let me talk to you briefly about the fellowship home loans before I go to my guest here, my next guest. Portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. That's Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home. Again, 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Let me just say this real quick. They didn't ask me to say this, but I want to say this. Mike Gallagher's team is freaking phenomenal. Eric Hansen in my ear, Derek Klingel. I just want to take the time again to quickly thank Mike Gallagher and his team. They make things so flawless around here. All I have to do is come in and basically open my big pie hole. And so I just want to give these guys some kudos because they deserve it. Now, let me go to our next guest. Our next guest is Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. Mark Walters, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. Mark, are you there? Okay, I don't hear Mark, so we'll wait. Okay, Mark, are you there? Okay, all right. So let me go on and just say this again. We are dealing with a party in the Democrat Party, these left-wing radicals that co-opted this party. We're dealing with a party of radicals. We're dealing with a party of communists, of Marxists. We are dealing with a party of crime and violence, people that don't like the rule of law. On the line with me is Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. Unfortunately, some Republicans have been aiding and abetting them in achieving their goals to disarm us. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Mark Walters of Armed American Radio, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show.
Oh, Carl, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to join you.
Absolutely. Mark, let me just talk to you real quick about this. This broke overnight, or at least last night, California gun owners data breach after state unveils a firearms portal. Knowing you, I know you know about this story. So talk to us about that a little bit before we get into some of the other topics.
Yeah, it was actually the Armed American News page that we own that broke that story. They did great work. But here we have – this takes me back, Carl, several years to the Cleveland Plain Dealer many years ago that began publishing because of their hatred of firearms rights in Ohio when Ohio was passing its concealed carry weapons law. They began printing the names in the newspaper of every Ohio citizen that had a permit so that their friends and neighbors can see who had guns near them. And now we see this happening. So this is not unusual that the Democrats will do this because they so hate the right to keep and bear arms. Is it a leak? I don't know that leak is the right word to use. This was intentional, no question about it. So, yeah, leak may very well be the right word to use. But when the California Attorney General puts this out publicly to shame gun owners, because the state lost because of the New York Bruin case. We see the level of hatred that the Democrats push when it comes to our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. They simply don't like it. It doesn't fit their agenda of civilian disarmament. And God forbid civilians have the right to keep and bear arms. We're now going to let everybody know who has a concealed weapons license, which leaves these people, Carl, open for identity theft, open for theft, open for burglaries at their home, robberies, et cetera. So it's a mess, but we expect this kind of activity from the Democrats. They hate us.
Yeah, and you know what? And this goes along with my theme for today. These people are the party of chaos, corruption, violence, racism. And guys, we can't let our feet. We just can't give up. We have to win this fight against the left. These people work outside of the bounds of the Constitution, and we have to remember that. Again, Mark Walters is my guest of Armed American Radio. Mark, today I dropped a podcast entitled I Love AR-15s Because I Hate Dictators. I want to talk to you about the Bruin case. How enormous was this decision? And how much do you have to love Justice Clarence Thomas and his writings?
Oh, my gosh. Let me start with this. Clarence Thomas is the individual that we had hoped would be able to write this decision. We anticipated a majority victory here of 6-3. We anticipated that. We had felt that Roberts may be a little wishy-washy, which is why the court didn't take a case over the last 10 years. Now that the court, thank God for Donald Trump, has a conservative majority, we felt very confident that that Roberts would rule our way in this New York case. And let me tell you why. Because he ruled in our favor in the 2008 Heller case. He also, in that decision penned brilliantly by Scalia, but he also ruled in our favor in the 2010 subsequent case, the McDonald v. Chicago case. And it's important to put this in context as we discuss the Bruin case, because the McDonald case was a Second Amendment Foundation case brought against the city of Chicago and their handgun ban. And it was in that ruling in the McDonald case that found the 14th Amendment protects the Second Amendment by incorporating it through the privileges and immunities clause to the states as the rest of the Bill of Rights. So the New York case couldn't have even been brought, or it might not have had if it were brought. It might not have been granted cert by the Supreme Court. And if it had, we might not have had the level of confidence in a victory without that 14th Amendment from applicable to the states in the McDonald case. I know this gets a little confusing, but it's all tied together. And thank God Thomas got the decision, and thank God we waited, albeit 12 years, for this particular case, because it was as strong as the day is long. And the decision was actually better than we had anticipated. Our concern, Carl, you and I talked about it on previous shows, was we expect a victory, but how wide of a victory? And sure, Thomas cast the net very wide. The Second Amendment is 3-0 against the anti-gunners. We are on solid ground.
Okay, so now that brings me to this question. And guys, let me just say this. I don't shy back from the Second Amendment. I am a reformed thug, a little wannabe thug, and I had to jump through extra hoops. Thank God I wasn't a violent one, okay? And that was BC. That was before Christ, so don't go crazy on me here. But I had to jump through some hoops to get my concealed carries license. But I do have a concealed carries license, and I believe that every American should. I'm a big proponent of the Second Amendment because I love AR-15s because I hate despots. I hate dictators. I hate tyrants, and I feel like every American should feel the same. Mark, I almost go a little crazy with this. I almost feel like it should be mandated that people should own firearms in order to protect ourselves. I won't quite go that far. This is a free country. But nonetheless, the Second Amendment is important, and I see so many conservatives back down on this issue, hence 14 or 15 GOP senators. Mark Walters, your comment.
Yeah, now you're talking about the quote-unquote gun control bill that came out of the Senate. Ironic that we saw that bill pass within 2 days of the release of the New York case. What this did, why people are so upset about this, why people in my circles are so upset about this, gun rights activists, is because we had senators in the Republican Party, Cornyn in particular and McConnell in particular, who have now cracked the door open. Because, and I want to put it in perspective for listeners without getting too complicated. I want to make this as simple as possible to understand because it really is basic. What you have here is not benign. It's not sweeping gun control legislation. It is very sweeping because we have in here the red flag. Now, it's not a federal red flag. It's a bribe to the states to incentivize the states by feeding them money to institute red flags, which are unconstitutional on their surface, because in the United States, we do not make accusations against people and then take their things from them without due process of law. We cannot add due process to a process that is unconstitutional to begin with. I hope that makes sense. Now, why did Murphy, who I believe pulled a brilliant political maneuver here, the Democrats did, when they began, quote unquote, negotiating with Republicans about this bill, why did they pull off the two things they wanted were at the top of their wish list? A ban of firearms ownership under 21 and a quote unquote assault weapons ban, using their phrase liberally, just because that's the way they phrase it in the media, so everybody understands what we're talking about. Why did they back off of those? Because these individuals know that this bill will do absolutely nothing to stop crime anywhere in America, let alone murders in Democrat-run cities, which are off the charts. But they know that another psychopath is going to use a rifle in the future to murder some people. That's going to happen. And when it does, the door is now cracked open, the brick is holding the door open, the breeze is blowing through, and the Democrats will say, see, the Republicans didn't let us go far enough. We now have to come after AR-15s. They've already stated this is just the beginning. And that door is left open. That's why so many people are upset at Cornyn, McConnell, and the rest.
And rightfully so. This is the stuff that frustrates me. That's just when I talk about the cowardice within the Republican Party. Mark, I think we need to take a break. If you will stay with me, I want to keep you for another segment. I'm talking to Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. I'm your special guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the great Mike Gallagher. We'll be back in a few.
Support law enforcement? We do too. Gallagher'sHeroes.org.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best night's sleep of our lives. He created the Giza Dream bed sheets. Trust me, they look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me. He found the world's best cotton in an area called Giza. Well, his incredible deal is the sale of the year for Team Gallagher. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off these Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a set for as low as $39.99, and for a limited time with any purchase, you'll get Mike's softcover book free when you use the promo code MikeG. It's an inspirational story of Mike's life. What are the odds from crack addict to CEO? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Mike Gallagher Listener's Square, and use the promo code MikeG. Along with this offer, you'll get the deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the pillow that started it all. $69.98, ordinarily just $19.98 with promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
Gallagher.
All right, welcome back to the Mike Gallagher Show. I'm your special guest host, Carl Jackson, filling in for Mike Gallagher. We only have a few minutes left with Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. Mark, real quick, we only have 3 minutes. Tell people where they can find you, because I want them to be informed when it comes to our Second Amendment right and our rights, our God-given right to be able to defend ourselves.
Armed American Radio, Carl, airs every day, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 3 Pacific. You can look me up at Armed American Radio for a station to listen, or you can watch or listen to the show live on the website. And, of course, my huge Sunday show, airing on over 200-plus radio stations for the last 14 years, also available for you at armedamericanradio.com. And if you want up-to-the-minute real news separated from real opinion, you can visit Armed American News to get your news specifically related to the Second Amendment.
And just real quick, let me mention this for those of you that are looking for another outlet beyond the NRA to defend your rights. Mark is on the board of the Second Amendment Foundation. That's a great gun group to be a member of, or a 2A group to be a member of. So I just wanted to throw that out there real quick, Mark. I read this column earlier, American Greatness, lawsuits against gun makers are a backdoor gun ban. Can you talk to us about this a little bit? Because these gun makers are being thrown under the bus. This is a backdoor way to bring about a gun ban. Let's get your take on that.
Yeah, what you're referring to is the law that protects gun manufacturers from the criminal misuse of their products. And that law is the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms. We call that the PLCAA. And what the left is always trying to do, as they did in Connecticut with after Newtown, was they went after the manufacturer, in this case it was Remington, who was out of business. They were bankrupt. Remington didn't settle anything. Their insurance companies, a total of four, decided to walk away and not fight. And that left open what the left sees as, oh, we can do this in other states. They're attempting to do the same thing in Texas, et cetera. But what they can't do is legislate around the Second Amendment. So what they're trying to do now is use the courts or activist courts to get around it. Each state has different laws. But the PLCAA, what that essentially does is that you cannot hold a firearms manufacturer responsible for the actions of a criminal. And we always resort back to the automobile. We do not hold Ford responsible because a drunk driver drove a Ford F-150 into a minivan and killed a family. No one would even think of holding Ford responsible. We hold the driver responsible. And that's what has to happen in these gun cases. But this is more evidence of their hatred for our right to bear arms, our hatred for gun rights, that they would even attempt to do so. There is no equivalence whatsoever between the manufacturer of a firearm whose product was used unlawfully and the criminal themselves. We have to hold criminals responsible. And the court got it right up here that in the Bruin case, to tie this together, that we do not blame law-abiding citizens who carry guns publicly for the actions of criminals, period. We're on solid footing here, although it's going to cost a lot of money to defend against these frivolous suits. But we will win. Freedom will always prevail in the long run, Carl. I believe that in my heart.
All right. God bless you. Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. Thanks for joining us today, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Carl. And thanks to my good friend, Mike Gallagher. Have a great day, guys.
All right. God bless you. Have a great Independence Day. Guys, this is Carl Jackson. And for Mike Gallagher, we'll be back in a few.
You are the reason I've been waiting so long. Somebody holds a key.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Go to puretalk.com, type in your address to find the coverage at your home, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALFOFF. Switch to PureTalk and get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month, because PureTalk is simply smarter wireless.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
We actually do have right now the best answer for cheap energy, which is American oil and American gas. When Joe Biden was sworn in, the average price of gas was a little over $2 a gallon. It's now $4.71 a gallon. The United States is an oil superpower, is a natural gas superpower. We were a net energy exporter until Joe Biden came into power, and it is hurting the American people.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
All right, welcome back to the Mike Gallagher Show. I'm your special guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for Mike Gallagher at the Relief Factor, or in the ReliefFactor.com studio. The number to call in to the program, 1-800-655-MIKE. That's 1-800-655-MIKE. 6453 or go to MikeOnline.com. You can subscribe to my podcast, The Carl Jackson Show Podcast, at SalemPodcastNetwork.com, TheCarlJacksonShow.com, or anywhere where you find podcasts. Find me on social media at The Carl Jackson Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. Let me talk to you about this matter of life. Portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are brought to you in part by The Matter of Life and Salem Now. The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, clearing the way for many states to ban or severely limit abortion. The abortion debate rages on all across the country. The award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life, you can stream it now at SalemNow.com. If you care about protecting the unborn, this is a movie you will not want to miss. It's been hailed as the best pro-life movie ever made. Stream it today at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. There's a battle taking place in America. Whether you are pro-choice or pro-life, you need to see this film. Stream it today at SalemNow.com, and you have your own life and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life. Now, guys, I can't wait for this update. I've been hearing Mike talk about his trip to Germany. There's a reason why the guy is a nationally syndicated radio host. The way he was talking up the trip, I wanted to go. Wanted to call him and ask if he could hook me up with a ticket. But anyway, let's check in with Mike Gallagher and see how things are going in Germany.
Well, thanks, Carl. I appreciate you letting me pop in from Germany to say hello to everyone for our first day from downtown Munich. We made it safe and sound. We're right off of Maximilian Avenue near Ludwig Maximilian University, where as we arrived in Munich, we learned a little bit about the White Rose Resistance. In 1943, a group of students and faculty at Ludwig Maximilian University tried to resist the Nazis. Of course, they were captured, they were prosecuted in a show trial, and they were executed. The bullet holes on the side of the brick buildings that we drove by at this university are still visible from World War II. So this is going to be epically historic. We're so excited to be able to take a trip like this. Of course, the point was to go to Oberammergau on July 1st to see the Passion Play, which has been performed nonstop every 10 years since the 1600s. However, the COVID pandemic got them too in 2020, so they had to delay it until this year, and that's why we're here. We're going to get to see the Passion Play. There goes a Mercedes-Benz. A lot of great German cars here in Munich. Anyway, I don't want to take too much of your time. You're in the capable hands of the great Carl Jackson, who will break down the crazy headlines, the breaking news, what to make of it all. But if you don't mind, I'm going to pop in and do a shout-out from one of our various stops. We're going to go to Salzburg. We're going to do a walking food tour, all PhD compliant, of course. We're going to go to Dachau, the memorial camp there, and we're going to see the Cinderella Castle. That's what it's not officially known as, but I'll tell you more about that a little bit later in the week. So anyway, greetings from Munich. Thanks for all the emails and texts to check in on us, and we'll check in a little bit later this week. Right now, I leave you back in the more than capable hands of the great Carl Jackson, filling in for Team Gallagher from Orlando. Back to you, Carl.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate that. Appreciate the opportunity again to fill in for the great Mike Gallagher. Again, you can find, actually, I'm local on TheAnswerOrlando.com, or you can check out my podcast, TheCarlJacksonShow.com. It's so cool to kind of see Mike travel. And honestly, he was talking that trip up so good during the week. I literally wanted to go. I wanted to see what it was like. But you got to experience or see some of what, if you watch SalemNow.com, you got to see a little bit of what Mike is experiencing in Germany. So God bless you, Mike. Thank you again for the opportunity to sit in for you. I really do appreciate it. All right, guys, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about what was happening at the border. This is a very, very big deal. But also this, Trump-endorsed candidates remain on fire after going a perfect 12-0 in Tuesday's races. So don't forget that. Apparently, the guy still has some clout. for you Never Trumpers out there. Listen, I think that is a good sign. I think that we need fighters both in the House and in the Senate. Listen, I vote Republican not because I'm necessarily Republican or gung-ho about Republicans. I just feel like they're the best alternative to advance my political worldview. And I know many of you that do feel the same. I just quickly want to mention, go back to Hark on the Second Amendment. Guys, I don't think it's enough to be armed. I think we have to get mentally and spiritually prepared for what we're facing with this radical left. I do believe that this is a spiritual battle that we're confronting, although we're fighting on a, you know, on the political spectrum in the physical realm. You have to remember that our fights aren't against flesh and blood. I think the left as it exists today, or the progressives within the Democrat Party, are completely evil. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. I don't say that with any hesitancy. I believe that sincerely. They're evil. And I think that Democrats, if you're liberal, or if you consider yourself moderate, I think it's time for you to stand up as well and usher these people out of your party, because they are absolutely destroying the country. But again, it's been good news. Personally, I got to say this. Lee Zeldin, I love Lee Zeldin. He was a fighter inside of Congress. He's won the GOP primary in New York. And listen, I know New York would be a big get. I know a lot of people consider that state, you know, just completely out of reach. You know, but it wasn't that long ago that we had Governor Pataki, that we had Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Perhaps there's enough sameness in New York. You know, who knows? But I do believe this. We have to go after every single fight. I do want to say this, too, if I can hearken back to the issue of life in a column that Molly Hemingway of The Federalist wrote. There are a couple of seats that I do believe are vulnerable, even though right now Dr. Oz isn't polling as well in Pennsylvania as I would like him to. I do believe there's still time to make up the ground. But the gentleman, John Fetterman, out there, one of the things that I like about the overturning Roe v. Wade is now these senators, or these candidates even, that supported, I mean, supported abortion up until the time of birth, are going to have to defend their positions. And one of the reasons why I say, listen, Republicans don't need to run away from this, because 60 to 70% of the people agree with us. I mean, on both sides of the aisle, they agree with us. Hey, listen, these people have gone too far. So we can make these people defend their positions. By the way, call in to the Mike Gallagher Show at 1-800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-MIKE, or that's 1-800-655-6453, or go to MikeOnline.com. And the same is true with the senator, I forget her name, Masto in Nevada. The same is true there. These people that are radical when it comes to abortion extremism, they're going to have to defend their positions. And it's time for Republicans, for conservatives, to go on the offense. It's time for us to go on the offense. I want to say this, too, when it comes to the Second Amendment. I know a lot of people have been down on the Uvalde police officers, as well they should. The police department, what happened there was reprehensible. It should not happen. I'm not going to make any excuses for them, but I will say this, and I think we all need to be ready for who the left is. That's why I have Mark Walters on. These people are radical revolutionaries. I'm going to get into that a little more in the next hour. But we have to understand who this fight is against. I'm going to get into some of the COVID damage, or the vaccine damage, or vaccine injury that no one seems to be talking about. But this is very, very important that we pay attention and we realize who the left is and the damage that they're inflicting upon us, and intentionally so in so many cases. I'm also going to talk about the economy, because the economy, things aren't going well. Things simply aren't going well. Listen, we got to take a break. But when I get back, I am going to talk to you about the modern day slave trade happening across our border. No thanks to the Biden administration. This is Carl Jackson sitting in for Mike Gallagher. We'll be back in a few.
The Mike Gallagher Show is now on TV. Watch the show every weekday on SalemNewsChannel.com or Rumble.com. Everything you love about the radio show, now on TV. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com or Rumble.com. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Can the administration expand abortion access on federal land?
I mean, it's not right now what we are discussing.
This is an issue on Joe Biden's mind. He can't figure out why folks won't take yes for an answer. There's real doubts about his capacity to serve a second four-year term.
This idea that Latino voters are all in and they'll go with Democrats on immigration is just wrong. It's just folly and it's not true.
And now, sitting in for Mike today in the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Carl Jackson.
All right, welcome back to the Mike Gallagher Show. I'm your special guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for Mike Gallagher. The number to call into the ReliefFactor.com studio, 1-800-655-MIKE or 1-800-655-6453, or go to MikeOnline.com. Just real quick, again, I want to take the opportunity to thank Mike Gallagher for allowing me to sit behind his microphone while he's vacationing in Germany. Also, I want to thank Eric Hansen in my ear, Derek Klingel as well, producing. Lou behind me. Lou doesn't get a lot of credit right here, TheAnswerOrlando.com. I hardly mention him. He's so quiet. And I know Tracy is out there somewhere, I believe, in St. Pete. So, Tracy, I know you are at work, too. God bless you. And thank you guys for all you're doing to make me look good on air. You guys do a phenomenal job. So God bless every single one of you guys. I told you guys that I want to get to the topic of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine lowering men's sperm count. And I do want to do that. But before I do that, I want to play a couple audio clips for you because I want you to understand that the left is the party. They're the Democrats are the party of insurrection. We are not the insurrectionists here. We know that this charade, this Jussie Sixth commission hearing or committee hearings going on in Washington, D.C., basically Liz Cheney funding Liz Cheney's campaign, which she has absolutely no chance of winning unless Democrats get are so impressed by her political theater that they show up for her. I doubt that will happen. But, you know, they're making President Trump out to look like he was auditioning for a Dukes of Hazzard series or something. I mean, just complete and utter nonsense. We know they're lying here. The left is a party of insurrection. And I'm sorry, I count Liz Cheney as one of them now. It's just I used to absolutely love Liz Cheney, but she has shown her true colors. She has shown America who she really is. This was a lady that voted very conservatively at one point in time, but she's gone off the rails. It's absolutely a shame. But also, I just want to remind you of how far left the party is, the Democrat Party is today. These people have no intention and they can't debate us on the issues of the day. They simply cannot. And let me give you an example. I want to play a piece of audio clip for you here that the team dug up for me. This is of Hillary Clinton talking about how the filibuster should be nominated. Why is that so, Hillary? Here's Hillary Clinton, who's trying to play coy. She may try to seep in for 2024. We'll have to wait and see. But here she is, Hillary Clinton.
I've been saying for quite some time, I think the filibuster should be eliminated at the very least for constitutional questions like voting rights, like a woman's, constitutional rights to make decisions about her own body. So if you can't lift it completely, lift it for those two things that have huge consequences for our country.
Yeah, so this is a woman who understands the left cannot beat us in the arena of ideas. But now I want to play a couple of the people that are on the left that happen to be promulgating a lot of the left's nonsense that absolutely have no brains. Joy Reid being one of them. Joy Reid said that the GOP wants to take ownership of half the women in the U.S. after Roe. And guys, I need you to understand this. I don't take the left seriously. I don't, except that I know we have to defeat them at the ballot box and we have to not be ashamed of our worldview and our political stance in order to overwhelm them. And we have to crush them, like I said, at the ballot box. But these people are not serious people. They need to kind of shut up and get in line. And that's why I say, listen, we don't have to be cowardice when it comes to our views as Republicans and or conservatives or patriots, those that love this country. No, we need to express them and we need to be willing to fight for him. But here's one of the morons on the left and who happens to be a racist and bigot as well. That is Joy Reid. And listen to what she has to say. This is a lady that has a national TV show. Not a lot of ratings, but she has a national TV show. Nonetheless, Joy Reid, please, Eric.
Voters on the right never give up. They don't get tired. Decade after decade, they lost and lost and lost until they won. And they, in the process, Anthea, took over state houses, state senates, and governorships so that they are positioned to now take ownership of the about half the women in this country. About 48% of the women now live in red states. So you're talking about the fact that those state legislatures, at least according to the Supreme Court, the women in those states are their property and they can do whatever they want. And so now it's about trying to convince voters you're going to need to switch those people out and vote in prosecutors who won't prosecute you and state reps and state senators who won't destroy you and governors who won't veto your rights.
Okay, this lady has a degree from Harvard. This lady has a degree from Harvard. No, it doesn't, Eric. It does not say much for Harvard at all. Later on this week, I'm going to be talking to you about some of the trades. You're going to get a lot smarter people. If we start having more people go into some of the trades that we need, Mike Rowe talks about them all the time. I want to talk about that a little bit. I did a podcast on it. Again, find me on my podcast, thecarljacksonshow.com, Salem Podcast Network. Make sure you like and share, review, and rate it. Guys, that's the only way these things are going to grow. Conservatives need to have voices out there. We need to crush the nonsense that exists in the left. I try to bring you a daily dose of objective truth in this world of lies. So you can help me do that by subscribing to my podcast and following me on places like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, The Carl Jackson Show, and those places. I actually want to play some more audio for you real quick before I go into some of the issues happening with the vaccine and the vaccine damage and also the economy that this Biden administration and the Democrats have been inflicting upon us. Bad news, guys. Things are not getting better. Here's Megyn Kelly. She's bashing the moron known as AOC over calls to impeach conservative Supreme Court justices. And she calls her a Kardashian in Congress. Guys, the reason why the left wants to impeach or remove Supreme Court justices isn't because they necessarily hate Clarence Thomas. Of course, they're going to go after Clarence Thomas. It's all they know how to do. It's what the morons have been trained to do. But it's a deeper issue. The issue at hand is that these people hate the rule of law. They want to work outside of the Constitution. I'll talk more about that in this hour. But first, let's play this clip of Megyn Kelly, bashing the moron known as AOC.
Well, I'll distinguish between the two because I think AOC is a moron. I think Elizabeth Warren is smart. She's ideological and not necessarily aligned with you or with myself. But I think AOC is not that smart. And she really just wants to be a star. She's sort of a Kardashian in Congress. And I guarantee you she hasn't read the decision. And I guarantee you she has no understanding of what substantive due process is or the history of any of what she's talking about. So I hesitate to ever even discuss her, to be honest with you. But I will say this, her ridiculous push to impeach the justices for not being totally honest about their respect for precedent during the judicial confirmation process will go nowhere.
All right, so that's Megyn Kelly speaking truth, and I do have to take issue with her on one thing. I think the Kardashians are actually smarter than AOC. At least they appear to be, some of them anyway, some great business women. I can't say that much for AOC, liking them or not. At least they've excelled in that area. We can't say that for AOC. She wants you to work, and she wants to help the government take away your hard-earned money. We'll get to that. We need to go ahead. Let's go ahead and take a break now. When we get back, I'm going to talk to you about some of the vaccine harm that's been done. Also want to have a frank conversation with you regarding the economy. Last year, Biden patted himself on the back, and the Democrats claiming that, listen, you guys are going to save 16 cents thanks to my administration. Well, guys, prices are way up under the Biden administration now. They're destroying our pocketbooks, and we'll talk about it next.
Text the show on the MyPillow text line, 1-800-655-MIKE.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.